This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level security review meeting in a short while from now at Kartavya Bhavan to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in New Delhi last evening. The meeting will be attended by the Union Home Secretary, Director of Intelligence Bureau, Delhi Police Commissioner and Director General of the National Investigation Agency, NIA. The DG of Police of Jammu and Kashmir will join the meeting virtually. Soon after the incident, security has been tightened in all sensitive areas. Authorities are maintaining heightened vigil as investigations continue to determine the cause and circumstances of the blast and to ensure public safety and restore normalcy. A powerful car blast in a car near a fort in Delhi killed 8 people and injured several others yesterday evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that investigators are keeping all options open while probing the blast, which took place in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal at around 7 p.m. Prime Minister Modi took stock of the situation in the wake of the blast. Mr. Shah visited the site of the car explosion and met the injured at LNJP Hospital, promising a thorough investigation into the blast. Home Minister will review the situation at a high-level meeting with top officials today. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that Lal Qila Metro Station will remain closed due to security reasons. It said that all other stations are functional as normal. Polling is underway for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. Voting turnout was registered at 14.55% in the first 2 hours in Bihar. Gaya and Kishanganj has the highest voting percentage. Around 16% exercised their right to voting in the first 2 hours. The voting will run till 6 in the evening except for 7 constituencies where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Now we go over live to our correspondent Dharmendra Kumar Rai for the latest update. Dharmendra, what is the latest update you have for our listeners? Anand, can you hear me?
Yeah, Anand. Yes. Voting is currently going on peacefully at all 9 constituencies of West Champaran district of Bihar. These are Betia, Valmiki Nagar, Nautan, Chanpatia, Narkatiaganj, Bagaha, Lauria, Ramnagar and Sikta. Over 4 hours have passed since the polling began at 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. around 15.04% voter turn was recorded in this district. Pramod, currently I am standing at a polling station set up at Government Primary School Harivatika in Betia, right. Betia constituency, of where long queues of voters are being seen. Enthusiastic voters are waiting their turn to cast their votes.
Okay.
Till 9 a.m., Betia has recorded 13.76% voter turnout, and in the last assembly election, voter turnout in this constituency was 56.26%. A total of 72 candidates are in play across all 9 constituencies, of which Betia has 5 contesting candidates.
Thank you. Thank you, Anand, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged voters in Bihar to exercise their franchise with full enthusiasm in the second and final phase of assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also appealed to all the young voters in the state who will exercise their franchise for the first time to inspire others to do so. Polling is also underway for by-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. These constituencies are Badgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Naupada in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Bhutan to attend the 70th birthday celebrations of the 4th King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. He was warmly received at the Paro International Airport by Bhutan's Prime Minister, Shering Tobgay. Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at the celebrations, marking His Majesty the 4th King's 70th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. The visit follows Angolan President João Lourenço's trip to New Delhi in May, when he invited President Murmu to join the 50th anniversary celebrations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.